Over 2,000 public sector workers walked off the job yesterday to convene on the steps of SA's Parliament, calling on government to boost pay rates by 20% over 3 years. The staff, represented by one of the state's peak unions, the Public Service Association, say they are outraged at working below the poverty line as the cost of living crisis deepens. I spoke with Catherine Mayall, PSA delegate and plebotomist, to hear more.
The reason why we stand together with all the rest of the PSA union members is because it needs time for change, because we're underpaid and the government's not recognising public sector workers for their worth. And it's becoming a struggle with the lack of wage increases.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you like about your job and the role that you play in our healthcare system?
I love my job role. I love servicing the patients on the RA wards to take their bloods, as it's crucial. The doctors need the phlebotomists to take bloods from patients on the ward for them to diagnose patients for treatments, medications, etc. I enjoy the interaction with the patients, so I wouldn't have any other job. And being a supervisor, I actually train new staff into the position, and so I enjoy training new staff to make them qualified as a phlebotomist. It's great to see people succeed and train, but the thing is, keeping them here in the company is a struggle to do with a low income.
And what is it that you want from our government? What do you want them to hear?
I want them to do a fair deal with giving us a pay rise and appreciating what us as workers do for the public sector. We're here to serve the public sector. I'm just tired of the government just saying, oh, we don't deserve a pay rise. The government gets pay rises, but no one questions that, do we? It's pretty disgraceful. It's like where all the public sector workers aren't valued through the government eyes, yet we work for the government.
Yesterday, we had thousands of people attend Parliament House to call on the Premier to urgently lift public sector wages. So that involved members walking off the job, essentially. So some prisons locked down, others had a reduction in services to attend. We had a really diverse group of workers there. We had child protection workers who look after children in our community from Department of Child Protection. We had CFS, SES, sheriff's officers, seasonal firefighters, correctional officers who work in our prisons, youth justice, lawyers, specialists, pathology workers, housing officers, who take calls from people in the community escaping domestic violence and homelessness and get them into safe housing. All of those workers were there yesterday, which was amazing. These are the people that get us through the toughest times, like COVID. So all of these vital services that are provided to the South Australian community turned out in force yesterday.
That's newly elected PSA General Secretary Charlotte Watson, a representative of the public sector workers. She points to the major impacts experienced by workers and the sector as wages stagnate below the poverty line.
It is having a significant impact on attraction and retention in the South Australian public sector. We are really struggling to attract people and to keep them. It's not uncommon for people to come and be gone again within 3 months. It's also resulting in vacancies sitting in the sector when they shouldn't be, which is creating safety impacts for these members. So we are seeing an increase in assaults and safety incidents in our sector. And of course, it's also having a psychological impact on our members, which is really significant as well.
Public service workers have received annual pay rises equivalent to 1% a year, increasing by just 6% over 6 years, while other workers have seen a minimum increase of 3.5% annually. So after 6 years, most workers typically would see their pay rise by 21%, not 6%. Meanwhile, we're in a cost of living crisis. Inflation rates have risen by as high as just over 7%. What impact does this have on day-to-day living and potentially the capacity for employees to even stay in this situation?
We have members that have second jobs just to make ends meet. One of our members last week rang me in tears. She doesn't know how long she can go on like this. She's got a second job at Subway and she thinks that she can get a better salary at Subway if she was to leave and to go work there, which is just terrifying. We know of members in regional locations who are walking or riding like 12 kilometres to work because they can't afford to register their cars. It is getting to a really, really critical point for our members.
And I'm aware that during negotiations for a three-year enterprise agreement with the state government, they offered 3.75% in the first year, 3.5% in the second year, and 3.25% for the final year. I'm also aware that these have stalled, but what's your response to this negotiation?
We've rejected that offer. We say that it does not come anywhere near close enough to catching up these workers. We have a claim for 20% over 18 months. It might at first sound like a large number, but when you have a look at the fact that they've received the equivalent of 1% a year over the last 6 years, and inflation's run as high as 7.2% during those years, these workers are sitting 20 to 30% behind now, which is why that is our claim for 20% over an 18-month agreement. I really think I just want to emphasise the importance for the Premier to step in urgently and lift these wages for these workers. They are great people. There's 40,000 South Australians covered by this enterprise agreement. So it's 40,000 South Australians and their families depending on the Premier to step in and urgently lift these wages.
Newly elected PSA General Secretary Charlotte Watson speaking with me. The Wire has also contacted state government for further comment.